All right, let's build a pirate radio DJ intro with that smoky warehouse energy, the kind that feels like it's coming through a cracked monitor at 2:47 in the morning. This is advanced territory, so we're not just slapping swing on a loop. We're shaping attitude, space, and tension so the bassline feels like it's being mixed live in a dark room while the crowd's already leaning forward. Set your project around 172 BPM. That sits in a sweet spot for jungle and old school drum and bass. Fast enough to move, but still loose enough to keep that dusty swing alive. First thing to remember, the bass has to dance with the drums, not on top of them. If the drum pocket is wrong, the whole pirate radio vibe falls apart. So get your kick and snare working first. With the snare solid on 2 and 4, and a kick pattern that has a little breakbeat attitude, not just a rigid grid. Now for the bass instrument. In Ableton Live 12, use something like Operator, Wavetable, or Analog. If you want the most classic jungle-friendly setup, I'd go with a two-layer bass. Keep the sub-layer clean and disciplined, using a sine or triangle sound, mono, no width, no fancy stereo stuff. Then build a mid-bass layer with a saw or square character, filtered and lightly driven so it has attitude. Think of it like this. The sub holds the floor down, and the mid-layer does the talking. When you shape the envelope, don't make the bass overly legato unless the phrase needs it. For the mid-bass, keep the attack fast, the decay fairly short, and the sustain low enough that the notes feel like little rhythmic statements. The sub can be a bit fuller and more stable, but still not smeared. In this style, note length is almost as important as note placement. Shorten the wrong notes and the groove instantly gets tighter. Now, before worrying about melody, build the rhythm of the bass line first. That's the advanced move. You want a two-bar idea that leaves space on the strong downbeat, answers the drums in syncopated spots, and uses pickup notes to make the line feel like it's rolling forward. Try placing notes around the offbeats and little eight pocket moments, then manually nudge some hits a few milliseconds behind the grid. Don't overdo it. Humanize with intention, not randomness. Decide which notes are anchors, which are anticipations, which are answers, and which are just ghost taps. That keeps the line alive without turning sloppy. This is where Ableton's Groove Pool starts doing real work for you. Grab an MPC-style swing groove, something subtle like 54-60% swing, and apply it mostly to the mid-bass MIDI clip. Keep the sub straighter than the top layer. That contrast is huge. A disciplined low end with a slightly unruly upper bass is what gives old-school DNB that leaning, late-night pocket. Start with about 60-75% groove amount on the bass line, and then listen carefully. If it starts feeling too lazy, pull the amount back. If it's too rigid, let it breathe a little more. Now bring in ghost notes. This is where the intro starts sounding like pirate radio instead of a basic loop. Add very low velocity notes between the main hits, especially before the bar starts, between kick and snare moments, and as tiny turnaround taps at the end of phrases. Keep these short and quiet. Think of them as rhythmic glue, not extra melody. Use velocity contrast to create a conversation. Main notes around 90-120, supporting notes around 60-85, and ghost notes way down around 20-55. That kind of dynamic range makes the bass feel like it's breathing with the room. For processing, keep it clean and purposeful. On the mid-bass, use EQ8 first to remove unnecessary low-end and tame any harshness in the upper mids. Then add a little saturator for density, maybe some auto-filter for movement, and light compression only if it's actually helping the groove. Don't flatten the life out of it. On the sub, keep it mono with utility, shape it with EQ if needed, and only add the tiniest bit of saturation if you need better translation on smaller speakers. The sub should feel solid and centered, while the mid-bass carries all the grime and personality. And because this is a smoky warehouse intro, the atmosphere matters just as much as the notes. Add some vinyl crackle, radio static, tape hiss, or filtered break ambience on a separate track or return. Use Ableton's erosion, vinyl distortion, redux, auto filter, echo, and reverb carefully. You're not trying to wash the whole mix out. You're just painting in that air, that dust, that sense that the music is coming from somewhere half forgotten and slightly dangerous. Automate the texture so it's heavier at the start and then backs off as the intro becomes more focused. This is also where arrangement becomes performance. A pirate radio intro should feel like a DJ riding the energy, not like a loop that got copied 8 times. Every 4 or 8 bars, change something. Open the filter a little. Add one extra pickup note. Mute the mid-bass for half a bar. Drop out a kick for tension. Throw in a radio tag or a small fill. That constant evolution is what makes it feel like a live set unfolding in real time. A good structure is to keep the first 8 bars sparse, with filtered bass pulses and atmosphere leading the way. Then in bars 9 to 16, introduce more bass movement and ghost notes, and let the filter open slightly. In bars 17 to 24, increase the conversation between bass and drums, add a little more pressure, and then make space before the payoff. In the final stretch, strip things back briefly, maybe even give yourself a bar of near silence or a fake-out moment. That empty space can hit harder than another layer ever would. Use automation to shape the story. Bring the filter cutoff up gradually. Increase saturation a touch in the final section. Dip the utility gain or mute the bass for a split second before the drop. Raise the reverb or delay send on a key hit, then pull it back. In jungle and old school D&B, contrast is everything. The reason the drop lands so hard is because you controlled the pressure before it arrived. And don't forget sidechain or pocket control. Keep it subtle. A light compressor keyed from the kick can help the bass return musically after the kick hits, but you don't want an obvious pump. At 172 BPM, the bass should recover in a way that feels locked to the groove, not mechanically forced. Sometimes a volume shaper is even better if you want precise control over the movement. The big thing to listen for is weight distribution. You want the low end anchored while the upper bass leans around it. If the whole bass line swings equally, the pocket gets blurry fast. If the sub is too loose, everything turns muddy. Keep one layer disciplined so the other can sound wild. That's the trick. Controlled grime, not chaos. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't swing the sub too hard, don't overfill the intro, and don't drown the bass in reverb. Make sure the line still works on small speakers by keeping some upper harmonics tucked into the mid layer. Also, make sure the bass doesn't fight the snare. In this genre, the snare is sacred. If the bass masks it, the intro loses its punch. If you want to push it further, try alternate two-bar phrases. Make one version sparse and suspenseful, then make the second version add a pickup or turnaround note. Swap them across the intro so the listener feels motion, without you having to rewrite the whole part. You can also displace a reply note up an octave for a single hit, which creates tension without cluttering the sub lane. Another strong move is to build a swing ladder, where the first 8 bars are subtle. The middle section gets looser, and the final bars get the most syncopated before the drop. That makes the intro feel like it's getting more intoxicated as it goes. Here's the core mindset. Think like a DJ, think like a systems engineer, and think like a sound designer at the same time. The bass line is not just rhythm, it's dialogue with the break, it's tension in the room, it's the sense that something is being queued up just out of sight. If you can make a few notes feel like a live pirate radio moment, you're doing it right. So your challenge is simple. Build a 16-bar intro, keep the sub mono and steady, swing only the mid-bass, add at least 3 ghost notes, automate at least 2 elements, and leave one bar almost empty before the drop. If that still feels exciting with only a handful of notes, then you've got the right kind of old-school pressure. Tight, dusty, swinging, and ready to break open.